VOA News. Cambodians voted Sunday in the country's sixth election since the fall of the Khmer Rouge. The election, however, was marred by serious irregularities, and there is little doubt that the Cambodian People's Party will win the ballot in a landslide because late last year, the opposition Cambodian National Rescue Party was disbanded by the Supreme Court. Trump administration officials on Sunday said the elections were neither free nor fair and failed to represent the will of the Cambodian people. The United States will consider additional steps to respond to the elections and other recent setbacks to democracy and human rights in Cambodia, the White House said. Officials in Mali are counting the votes from Sunday's presidential election. That voting was marred by violence, rocket attacks, threats, and suspected fake polling places. President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita is seeking a second term. 24 candidates are challenging him. A 6.4 magnitude earthquake struck the popular tourist island of Lombok in Indonesia on Sunday. At least 14 people were killed. Reuters correspondent David Doyle reports.
It happened so suddenly at around 6 in the morning. Suddenly everything simply collapsed. My child was inside the house. Thankfully, he survived.
An emergency tent has been set up to treat the injured as the local hospital was damaged and electricity was cut off around the slopes of Mount Rinjani, a busy trekking destination. The 6.4 magnitude quake could also be felt strongly on the west side of Bali. Earthquakes are common in Indonesia because it's located on the seismically active Ring of Fire.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said Sunday he will not meet America's demand that he release seized Pastor Andrew Brunson. This is VOA News.